online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, January 10th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is longtime friend, very conservative State Senator Jim Runstad's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker. Glad to be on the show.
Yes, and just for those who don't know, Jim has been a state representative for a couple of terms down in Lansing. Then he got elected as the state senator. He's finishing up his second term as state senator right now. And based on this election, Jim, the things have kind of changed the dynamics down there in Lansing. The Republicans were able to take back the majority in the House, but you guys are still suffering in the Senate with the two-seat Democrat majority and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer.
You're absolutely correct. We lost majority, unfortunately, in a disaster in 2022. There was a lot of things that failed, and we lost the Senate for the first time in over 40 years. So for the last 2 years, other than attacking the Democrat bills and floor speeches, there is nothing you can do in the minority. Well, unfortunately, we still have the Democrat majority in the Senate for the next 2 years. So I will not even be able to attack the Democrat bills because now all the bills are going to be negotiated. So I'm not going to be doing much of anything in the Senate. So I'm running for the chair. The chair I'll be devoting almost all my time to. I'm also going to devote my salary from the Senate to that endeavor in the House because I'm literally going to be maybe 10 hours a week for about 36 weeks doing anything in the Senate. So I'm excited about this opportunity of running for the state party chair, and wanted to give you your leader listeners just a quick background on me. I was raised in a farm in Goodrich, which is in Genesee County, and then married my wonderful, fabulous soulmate, Kathy, and we've been married for 27 years. We were foster care parents. We have five kids and 14 grandkids, all within 45 minutes of my house, and that is my motivation every day when I get up. We have pictures of all these kids. We have them over all the time, these grandkids. And if you look into the eyes of your kids and your grandkids, it really refocuses what we should be doing to win elections. It should not be about this partisan division. What I have done across the state of Michigan and talking to people is try to end this division within, it's almost seems like it is partisan within the party. I'll sure. go into so many of these factional tribal battles in counties, and one half will be screaming at the other side, "You know what they're doing over there?" And the other said, "Well, how about those SOBs? What are you going to do about it?" And I said, "I'm not engaging in this personal stuff within each of these counties. I'd never get out of a single county if I was to do that. We have to be focused on what the real evil is, what is the real problem. That is the Democrats. The Democrats want your kids to be shown child pornography in school. I'm not kidding. I've seen some of the garbage. They also want to destroy the entire economic system in Michigan. They want a dependent class here in Michigan. So I have been one of, if not the most conservative of votes all the way through my 10 years when I went from the county commission, where I got E-Verify installed and broomed out thousands of illegals out of Oakland County since 2009 when I got that passed. All these illegals are gone. I ran for the House. He said, "Well, is he going to be that same conservative vote?" Yeah, he was in the county commission. But what, you get up to the temptation and the parties and the booze and the trips and And when I got there, I had among or the most conservative record for 4 years. The same thing. Well, he's now going to the big chamber there. Is he going to morph and change with the temptation? Since I've been in the Senate, same thing. Among the most or the most conservative voting record all the way through. And your listeners probably are aware that if you don't play ball in Lansing and you're not compliant, you get pretty well, smashed. Yes. But I have been able to not only hold up everything I told people at the door, that was my voting record in Lansing, but also I was able to be one of the top fundraisers, not in Lansing because so much of it is quid pro quo, but in my district, sitting down with people who have a lot of money, explaining what my vision is and what I'm trying to do. They believe in me and they've written big checks. That's also another issue is fundraising for this party chair position. The state party about 3.5 weeks ago made a decision, the committee, that we're going to require $15,000 from a minimum of 6 different donors in order to be able to run. It's a non-refundable amount of money that has to go to state party. I wanted a lower dollar amount, something like maybe 3 or 5. That didn't happen. They chose the 15. I always said I'll be able to raise the money. After they made the decision on Saturday, on Sunday, I made 6 calls, raised the $15,000, and they didn't have the link up on Monday, so it took 2 or 3 days to get it in there. But I knew I wouldn't have any problem raising the money. I've raised another $100,000 on top of that. So raising money is not an issue for me. I've been in financial services for the better part of my life. I've sat down with very wealthy clients and have them fund a $20-30 million annuity with a check that they slide across the table because they trusted me with their money and investing their money. So this is something that's right up my alley, and we'll have a lot of time because the first time in my life I'm going to have absolutely nothing to do, not even floor speeches against the Democrats. But I will take all the talent I have. I do more communication, more bigger social media platform, more contact with the media, more interviews with the media than the entire caucus, I think, combined. So this has been something I've been doing for decades. So I'm excited about the opportunity. I'm excited about bringing people together. I go into so many of these counties and I say, listen, I have never dropped a bomb in any faction of these various wars that have gone on. I've never taken sides on this because I knew they're usually temporary and personal. So I also have never attacked a donor, nor will I. I've never attacked the previous chairs, from Christine Caramo to Pete Hoekstra. I don't see value in that. In the position where you're trying to bring people together, you don't go dropping bombs all over the place. You're just participating in dividing the entire party, and that's the last thing I want to do.
One thing, Jim, I did want to ask you about is my biggest problem with the state party is this relationship with political consultants. Okay, can you please explain your position, your policy, and how, when you get elected to be the next chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, are you going to continue that mode of operandi, or are you going to go in a different direction?
I'm glad you asked, because that is the reason that I'm running. I was talking to my wife about how decade after decade, the money gets drained out of the party. I mean, we're talking half of the money. So if there's $10 million to come in to get people elected, Republicans elected, half of that frequently goes into the pocket of the consultant. Now, maybe you'd spend, if you're making a phone call and an ad buy, maybe get a fraction of 1%, maybe 1% if you're overcharging. They were charging 30%. So if it's $1 million, it'd take $300,000 to pick up a phone, make an ad buy. It's outrageous. Text messaging, 5-6 times what you pay anywhere else, and on and on and on. Multiple hidden companies. We still can't even find out who these companies are. All gone day one. There's going to be competitive bidding, and I've walked through with a lot of like Jerry Poison is the basically the guy that ran Oakland County. Brooks was the overall visionary, but Jerry ran the whole thing. And we've been talking about just exactly how we're going to do the competitive bidding to make sure that a Democrat, a firm, doesn't get in there. You can't have that. You'd have to weed them out, because you can't have them mailed the day after the election, or like those fake signature operation. So you'd have to have good, legitimate firms that are Republican, but all those need to be open for open, blind bids so that we're getting the best service. That will happen day one. Another thing is there's all kinds of people looking at the budget that were getting $7,000 a month. We can't tell what one thing they did. Some of them are named as consultants. I know some of these people. I've talked to people, say, have you seen them anywhere in the election? Nothing. So right. Those people gone day one. There's going to be transparency. All your listeners are going to be able to know exactly what is happening with the money. I can't have imagined a single donor who would donate to what I have seen going on in state party. We lost four very close House elections this last cycle, two by less than 700 votes, massively overspent. One of them, Robert and McComb, he's a businessman, he's an elected official, running against a woman who barely won in a now Trump plus seven district. He was outspent 30-1, and he lost by 626 votes. Had he had just a little bit of the money that was taken out, looted from the party, sure, we'd have won his seat, we'd have won that other seat, we'd almost certainly won four more seats. So that's going to be my my mission. We're going to clean this mess up. We're going to have transparency and competitive bidding.
Well, I got to tell you, I have talked to all the other candidates that are running. A couple of them have reached out to me and wanted my personal endorsement months ago. And I said, you know, I'm going to wait until the deadline when we're getting very close to the county conventions, which is coming up here on January 30th. And I've looked at your website, the fact that you chose Bernadette Smith to be your vice chair, your ability to raise money, your ability to analyze all of this money that's going to be coming in and making sure it's spent very fiscally conservative, very wisely, that whole process you just described. I've prayed about this, Jim. Vicky and I have talked about it, and I want to tell you, you have my personal endorsement. I will be working with you, for you, at the state convention down in Detroit on February 21st, 22nd, and I got to tell you, brother, I feel so good about endorsing you for state party chair, and I just wanted to let you know that today here on the show.
Well, thank you, Trucker. That means a lot. I know you've been a voice up there throughout Northern and even the rest of Michigan for really trying to get the conservative message across, the constitutional message across, to try to make sure that we keep this momentum going that Donald Trump has built to make sure we continue to win these elections and turn the state around. So I really value your endorsement. I can't tell you how much that means to me.
Well, I appreciate you and everything you're doing, and for you to take this task on, even while as a, like you say, term-limited sitting state senator. We greatly appreciate your brother. Stay strong, and we'll talk to you soon, Jim.
We'll see you at the convention. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Jim Runstad, my personal endorsed candidate for Michigan Republican Party state chairman. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I want to walk you guys through real quickly in this last segment, this process that the Michigan Republican Party has set up for these four candidates, the main four candidates that are announced and running. State committee meeting met. It went, I don't know how many hours long. And they settled on these candidates having to raise a participation fee. That's what I'm calling it. Non-refundable ticket to get into the dance costs $15,000. If you can't throw away 15 grand, forget about it. You're not in the running. This has never happened in the history of the Michigan Republican Party, as far as I know it, for them to basically put a tax on a candidate that wants to run to lead the party based on their ability to raise $15,000 within a matter of a week or two is unheard of. That's number one. Number two, the main opponent running against Jim Runstad is Mashawn Maddock. I love Mashawn and Matt Maddock. They're personal friends. Every time I see them, big hugs. Love them to death. My problem is Mashawn chose John Yab from Strategic National in Grand Rapids to run her campaign. He is exactly the political consultant that Jim Runstad was referring to. Going all the way back to ever since I got involved in Michigan Republican Party politics back in 2010 when I ran for the state Senate, John Yab was the political consultant, Strategic National, that ran Rick Snyder's campaign for governor, Bill Schuette for attorney general. It was John Yab's idea for Rick Snyder to blow $1 million on a Super Bowl ad. Why? Because nobody knew who the heck Rick Snyder even was. The nerd, that was John Yob's strategy campaign to get us to know and take notice of Rick Snyder. My problem is he demands huge contracts from the state party to be, quote, their political consultant. Everything that the state party does has to go through John Yob and Strategic National. They have to use their printing companies. They have to use their text messaging companies, their mailing companies. Everything is owned and operated or a close vendor relationship with that provides a kickback or a commission to John Yob of Strategic National. Sorry, I'm just calling it the way I see it. So that's my number one biggest problem with Mashaun Maddock. Scott Greenlee basically competes against John Yob of Strategic National. Greenlee and Associates, political consulting firm. He has a printing company. He does many of the same things that John Yob does. These guys are basically no different. He's like Stu Sandler and Jamie Rowe and all these other political consulting companies down in Lansing. Sorry, Scott. I love you as a brother, too. I have left a cold six-pack of beer in my backyard when Scott Greenlee was playing the Agamine Golf Course, which I live on. I told him, when you get up to number 12 green, walk over to the big oak tree in my backyard, and there'll be a cold six-pack for you there. Put it on your golf cart and enjoy. Scott and I go way back, all the way to 2010. And this former ambassador guy, Joe Seeler or whoever, I don't even know who the heck he is. I don't know his conservative credentials. I know Jim Runstedt's. I know that Dave Ajema, a Patriot brother, very conservative state rep before Jim Runstedt got into the House. I believe Dave was finishing up as Jim was coming in. He is supportive of Jim Runstedt to be the next chair of the party. I know Bernadette Smith and her husband, Ellis. I know their Christian values. I know their church. I know exactly how they will be able to reach out to other churches, especially in Detroit, Flint, St. Joseph. I know that they will have the ability, as a married black Christian couple pastors, to be able to go into these churches and reach new people to come to the Republican Party in 2026. This is the main reasons that I am fully supportive and endorsed Jim Runstedt and Bernadette Smith to be chair and vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party, and I will work my tail off for them at the state convention. If you want his personal cell phone number, text me Jim. He will have no problem talking to you delegates and alternates going to the convention. As a matter of fact, he wants to talk to you. So if you're going to go to the state convention and you know any of the delegates that are going to, tell them to text me Jim, and I will send you his personal private cell phone. So that's why I did it. And the others are able to come on the show. We'll be glad to discuss it. Let them get their point of views out. And I can explain why I've endorsed Jim Runstedt for state party chair. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole.